Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to the neighbourhood of Hamra in Beirut, an area that combines authentic hole-in-the-wall coffee cellars and breakfast joints with new bars and bistros. Our guide is Monocle's Lizzie Porter.
To the untrained eye, Hamra Street in West Beirut is a tangle of beeping vehicles, worn shopfronts and smog. But learn about the place's history and community, and it becomes somewhere quite different. Before the Civil War, this was the city's commercial and cultural hub, housing cinemas, theatres and shops aplenty. Some of them remain, although chain stores have taken over the prime real estate. For visitors or newcomers to the city, the district's food is a good place to start. This is where you'll find the cafes, holes in the wall, bars and restaurants that are part of Beirutis' daily routines. Districts here are small, some only stretch across a couple of streets, and Hamra segues into village like Ras Beirut on one side, and Clemenceau, with its villas and antiques merchants on the other. For a proper food tour, it makes sense to visit all three spots. Start the day in Ras Beirut with a traditional Lebanese breakfast at Abu Hassan, on a fork in the road as the streets tumble down to the Mediterranean Sea. The setting and menu are simple, but the food terrific. Opt for thimblefuls of strong coffee, balela, mashed chickpeas with cumin and oil, plus eggs scrambled with spicy beef sausage, known as sujuk. Walk it off with a stroll along the Corniche, the seafront promenade that is one of Beirut's only public spaces. Couples walk arm in arm, children wobble along on tricycles, and Lebanese, Syrians and Palestinians of all ages set up their shisha pipes on the rocks, looking out across the waves. Wend your way back uphill through the American University of Beirut, where pine trees interweave with restored Ottoman-style buildings and a population of friendly cats. Stop for an espresso at the new Ras Beirut outpost of Cali Coffee. This cafe and roastery opened in January in a beautifully restored late 1800s building. Take a moment in the peaceful back garden to understand why Ras Beirut is a village within the city that has an identity beyond honking car horns. Lunch is a serious affair in Lebanon, as are breakfast and dinner. British expats are lured to Salon Beirut in Clemenceau for its Friday fish specials. But the baked aubergine with rich pomegranate molasses and chicken skewers rolled in dhaka, a seasoning of nuts, cumin and coriander, hit the spot any day of the week. Aperitifs, more commonly known as happy hour in Beirut, start at around 6 p.m. The best among the cluster of bars on Hamra's Makdisi Street is Ales and Tales. Try a cocktail mixed using the Three Brothers Lebanese gin. Juniper grows wild in the mountains looking towards Syria, and locals are now putting it to good use in a burgeoning gin production industry. Resist the dried fruit, nut and sweet cellars of Hamra Street, as you'll need to save room for dinner at Mezian. This casual bar and bistro serves some of the best, yet least pretentious food in town. Favourites include the lamb kebab rolled in sour cherry marinade, and itch, an Armenian dish of bulgur wheat, parsley and spring onions. You could wash it down with a Lebanese red or white from Domaine de Tourelle, but the braver will go for arak, an aniseed spirit that's the traditional sidekick to meze. Things don't stop at dinner time in Beirut, where people eat late and bars stay open till 2 a.m. Head to Ferdinand for more cocktails. The time gimlet slips down nicely. It's easy to while away the hours. In summer, you might find yourself partying at a beach resort. In winter, people retreat to warehouse clubs and dance through the night. Midnight munchies are easily satisfied at Barbar, a street food joint with multiple outlets around Hamra. Its neon pink lights flash 24/7, and you can expect this old-timer to be busy pretty much non-stop. Their Arabic ice cream, made with mastic gum for stretch and texture, comes in a rainbow of colours, from chocolate to raspberry to mango, or tuck into a chicken shawarma sandwich, complete with pickles and garlic sauce, to soak up the night's excesses. While Hamra is not as trendy as some other parts of Beirut, it's real and lived in. Locals and visiting customers return time and time again to their favourite hangouts. You'll probably leave feeling full. For Monocle, in Beirut, I'm Lizzie Porter.
This has been episode number 122 of Food Neighborhoods. Thanks to Lizzie for the tour in Beirut's Hamra neighborhood. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.